Facebook can be a very confusing realm.
And we agree with you on that. It's very confusing, considering we're all making up how to use it all the time, always, and no one has told us how to use it.
And that's why we have this podcast for you. Go to Help Podcast helps you navigate the pitfalls of social media behavior.
Yeah, don't do stuff wrong. We have someone on the show, his name is my co-host, and he shows you he does everything wrong. I mean, that's what I think, and I think he does everything wrong, and we take turns hosting the show, and like one week it's about how Deepu is wrong about using Facebook, and the next week it's about, Deepu admitting how wrong he is about using Facebook. It's lots of different episodes.
Yeah, and sometimes there's an episode about how serious you fucking handle everything, so...
Well, am I? You're pretty serious too, Mr. Grumpy Pants.
I don't know.
This is where... And listen to the comedy happening already. We're going to take turns telling you how to use Facebook and social media caringers the way you want. If you don't know what a caringer is, listen to the show. You might hear the explanation, but you also might have picked up that it's a word I made up. And that is what it is. I made it up. So don't listen. Do listen. But don't expect... that.
Go to hell.
Hey, are you a fan of sports? Are you not a fan of sports? Well, a good way to find sports fans for you to harass and bother and chat with and play games with is FireFan. You can download the app and use the code Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, or go to HaleyIsADog.com to find our league that we run for Go to Hell Podcast called Haley is a Dog, the League, and you can play along with us, answer trivia about the game about to happen, predict things, and talk with other fans about the games going on around the league.
All right, so I got a quick little intro I want to throw right now. So It starts like this. I'm on to you, buddy. Hey, Mike. How's it going? I'm on to you, buddy. You thought you had me fooled, didn't you? By the end of this episode, your reputation will be tarred, feathered, fed a cheap meal, married off to a local kingpin. Your reputation's gonna cry to herself every night, wondering why she didn't marry the one that actually loved her. Your reputation will squirm like a frog squished on the road. Oh man, can I start over? Nah. Your reputation will squirm like a frog squished on the road by a Kia Sorento. Let's start the show.
All right, this is Go to Hell Podcast, Omega Saga, Gamma Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
God, I love that theme song. All right, so let's start the show.
Will you love that I have to get a computer charger? Can you fill? Fill on your own episode. I am a producer.
Hello, my dear listeners. We have a great show planned for you guys tonight. You know, I'm going to need your help a little bit later on. So, you know, pay attention. You know, I'm going to be throwing the book at Mike. If I have your complete attention, I could just tell you that I've been crafting my pizza recipe as diligently as anyone could, and I think I have a good sauce down, good cheese blend. Anyway, Mike, you back?
Yeah, how's my reputation?
It's
I wouldn't want my reputation to be. I heard in the intro that my reputation. I'm excited for two things. What's a reputation? And then two, I guess mine is destroyed.
Yeah, well, in due time. We have other shit to cover first. I'm going to say that's going to be the big finale of the show.
Okay, big finale.
Okay, all right. So I want to start off with, it's amazing. Like, we had this podcast about Facebook, and every day I'm on Facebook, and it's just put everything through a different lens, you know? Mm-hmm.
The same way.
Yeah, right? And some questions have just been sticking out to me. Like, does being online have to be social? You know, to me, right? Okay, so, like, to me, the internet was largely, like, for my whole life, very isolated journey. You know?
Wow. Wait, can I just say before you go? We have been talking about fucking Facebook for, like, what, 10 weeks now? It took us 10 weeks to be like, What about just like non-social elements of the internet? Jeez, we're fucking stupid. I'm stupid. You're 1 week smarter than me. But
right. Well, this isn't about. I mean, this. I think if people weren't doing a podcast about Facebook, it would never occur to them. Like, we are the only apps that people use these days are social apps, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least the big ones are.
I mean, even ones that aren't social apps, like, it's hard to find one that does not have
a social function
element.
You're right. Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, to me, the internet was largely an isolated journey. You know, I would parse through, you know, forum posts to get information. And, you know, I would play against people online in, like, a shooter. But it would never be, like, with a connection. It was always a very individual experience. You know, how do I get pizza from Domino's? How do I elicit sexual favors in Taiwan? You know, it's just, it's all about me.
The important stuff.
Yeah. So, and it's weird because, like, I don't have problems with forums or Reddit or Twitter. I just never really get involved. You know, I would just sift through it for information. Are you like that as well?
No.
You get in there.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a young boy, we never really had the software to really get on forums. It wasn't about not wanting to talk about them. It was just like I felt as though the experience of using them when I was younger, before it was very accessible. Mm-hmm. Like forums are notoriously, until recently, like really hard to build. And now there are some out of the box options, but back in the day it took like the idea of loading a page constantly was not a technology when we were growing up that was perfected. That was a thing that was talked about a lot. Like,
I mean, what are you talking about? You can load a forum page like from a website?
No. But like the idea of not just loading a page of text, but like when you're on a forum, you're loading all these comments, a lot of comments at once, a big page, mm-hmm. and then like having to type something in and then loading it again, and then your comment gets uploaded, and like if your connection gets cut off anytime in between typing and logging in, like those things weren't as guaranteed, and cookies weren't as good back then that you would guarantee to be logged in when you changed pages.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, so it sounds like you had a difficult problem connecting to forums, which is not what I was trying to get at.
But I'm saying today, I talk to people.
But
I like doing that.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you know, with Reddit and Twitter, blah, 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 there's a lot of people that just lurk, right? They just look at what people have written.
Can
they
we change that verb?
You don't like that word? That's the official word.
I know that is the official word, but I want you to describe what lurking is, but I think that I would like to paint it in a. I would like to talk about it on this show. This is sort of Mike the producer and Mike the sort of setting some ground rules, because I think it's great that we've actually started to hit on this idea.
All it took was me just taking it seriously for 1 second.
For 1 second. Ground rules. I want to change it because lurking is.
Sounds bad.
It's not. It objectively is painting the activity as a bad thing.
Yes.
So I'm going to. Can I change it to observer?
Observer. The watcher.
We're going to call it observer.
Okay,
observer.
Fine. You know.
Even watcher has sort of a bird watchers, right? but it's
the observers.
I think observer is
can
not
we call
it's
the,
not
is our
sounding?
Fan base the observers?
No, they're my little social media Facebook demons. but the point here is that I think that if we're gonna, we might land on it's a bad thing. We might land there, but I think starting at lurker already paints it in this bad light.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna say anything else, but I want those ground rules.
I like observers. I'm gonna go with that.
Okay.
So I mean, the one time I wasn't an observer, I'll say this is I think I jumped in a forum once and was just like, hey, I liked Kung Pao Enter the Fist, and I left.
Obviously,
I just took off. You know,
it's very important to tell people about.
Yeah.
It's the best movie ever made.
It's weird, Mike. I'm a great person in real life. Total douche on Facebook.
Really a douche on Facebook.
I'm really a douche on Facebook, but only on Facebook. Facebook makes me angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've stumbled upon why. Okay, you know, 'cause it doesn't feel real. It feels like a three-way chess match between you, Facebook, and your so-called friends. And it angers me. And maybe it's the, you know. You know, if you open Facebook now, they've literally shoehorned a video player element. You don't have the app, right? You only use it on the browser.
No, yeah.
Dude, the app is fucking crazy right now. In the middle of the screen on the bottom, you press it, and it's literally Craigslist. People can sell stuff on the. It's
cool.
It's despicable. Yeah, cool, bro. You can get a table for $8. right around the
corner.
What
do you mean? What's wrong with that?
I think it's it. Why is it there? Why did you know? Facebook is just grasping at straws. That's what it feels like. Okay, so then next to that button is the new video player element, where it just starts queuing up videos that are based on your likes and blah blah blah, and which sounds great, but it just feels like they are.
Why does it sound great? I don't know. I'm seriously. I'm not trying to bust your thing here, but right. I'm losing the thread as to why the first one, which sounds useful, is stupid, and the second one, which sounds stupid, you think is great.
No, I mean, it's so they made this video player app.
I know what videos I like. I can look them up.
It's stupid.
I don't know where to get cheap tables.
Okay, how do I phrase this better? I think Facebook found out that we do like the video content that comes up. You know, it becomes part of the daily or, you know, daily weekly cycle. You know, everyone today is watching. I know you don't like topical references, but everyone today is watching Meryl Streep's speech at the Golden Globes. So, and I bet a lot of people watch that on Facebook. And I think Facebook knows that. And now they've, you know, they're just calculating, you know, just like these decisions to just make sure that you're just glued to it more. And it just makes me feel like they probably don't have our best interests in mind.
What are your best interests?
My best interests are I would like to not be corrupted as an individual by a technology.
So these videos of Meryl Streep were followed by join our technomancy army. You too can fight the living flesh. Join the computers. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like.
What do you mean corrupted by technology? What are you, a Frank Miller novel? What is this?
He was corrupted by technology.
Hold on.
The robot sword had taken over his body.
Okay, what do you mean? What,
I got two questions
for you.
Just
say nonsense and get away with it.
No, it makes absolute sense, and the audience is with me, so I don't care that you don't understand.
I was corrupted by technology today. I used a screwdriver that I bought myself instead of one that came with the thing I was building. Corrupted by Lowe's and Home Depot.
Let me ask you two questions. Do you think Facebook can modify someone's behavior?
No.
I disagree with you there.
I think doing anything modifies people's behavior. I think Facebook's one way. I would not clarify that Facebook itself. I would say that in the same way playing with a yo-yo will modify someone's behavior. Yes. Yes, in that way it will do that. I will not say that anything that you don't spend your time and calories and life on won't change your behavior because you did that thing. And people change over time.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I think I'm with you on that because I drink microwaved water and I feel amazing.
Right.
And that's such a micro thing.
And you're selling that now, right? That's a herbal remedy.
Yeah,
it's been infused with powerful waves. We've been over this. Your water. Shockingly, the government puts almost no radiation in our water. We need radiation. It comes from the sun. So Deepu has reinfused his water with only the smallest of waves.
You know what my favorite part about it is?
What?
We come with stickers now, like Cracker Jacks.
So inside the water, it's floating around.
No, we're not
like
stupid.
A toy?
No.
We keep it
inside.
No, I
the...
like that. The idea that it's... if you drink to the bottom, you'll get a toy, and it's like floating in there.
We've yet to figure out how they get the sticker out of the bottle, but we have our best men on it.
A lot of my water comes with stickers. It's right on the front. You can't reuse them, but it does come with stickers.
No, we want some for the kids, man.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway,
I don't believe Facebook can modify people's behavior beyond doing anything for certain numbers of hours a day can modify people's behaviors.
Hold on, let me just make sure we're recording. Okay, so you don't...
Oh, Jesus.
I just had to make sure.
We need a rule on the show because it's been an argument about me making you say whether you're telling the truth or doing a bit. And that's one I might have to ban altogether.
Yes,
if that was a joke, I will beat you. I am not a man of violence.
Why?
That will get violence out of me.
The first time we actually hit upon something...
Something
and it's
important.
Gone.
I like that that's the first time you'd ever fucking check, too. You'd be like, wait, hold on. I guess after 10 weeks, this was somewhat interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're recording. We're recording.
Yeah, and we have the backup, too. Anyway,
we do have the backup. Let me make sure we're recording the backup.
So, I mean, you are in a way admitting that Facebook does modify behavior.
No,
but so
I am not. I would never sign to that statement. No, all I'm right, not admitting right. that. I'm not all admitting right. that. Doing anything? Well, how many hours a week do you use Facebook?
A fair amount. I wake up and like I look through it on my phone for like half an hour at least.
If you do something half an hour a week, of course it's going to change the way you
half
think.
Half an hour a day.
Half an hour. If you do something half an hour a day, of course, try replace it with yo-yo. I would sign to both those statements equally. If you play with a yo-yo for a half an hour a day, and if you use Facebook an hour a day, it's going to change
my
you.
Behavior. Yeah, and my behavior would be I'm a fucking child again because I'm playing with a yo-yo.
Sir, I know we have talked about yo-yo being on ESPN, and if you're gonna sully my memories of that, please do it on another podcast network.
Yeah, that's a whole another show. That's a whole another show.
Yeah, go on. What the hell are you trying to say?
If you did roll with me, I was gonna say that. Okay, so
I will admit that it changes your behavior. I don't think any more than any other thing.
All right, okay.
If you take on a hobby, reason you take on something that isn't necessary, like breathing and farting and eating, the reason you do those things is to change the person you are.
Okay, my second question is, do you think Facebook I already asked you this question. Do you think Facebook has your best interests?
This is like the McCarthy hearings. That's what this is like. I, sir, don't know anyone in the Communist Party, and even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
But
what was the second
question?
But
who do you know in the Communist Party?
I honestly said that, and now I gotta say I know a lot of communists. I'm an artist in the New York area. I know tons of communists. What is your stupid second question? What is your second question?
Do you ever think Facebook has had a meeting about like, okay, we could make these guys, we could turn these guys into monsters? I swear to God, I knew where I was going with this, but I just lost my place. I swear to God. It's like a Facebook, okay. argument.
Do I think that
No. The
executives at Facebook have ever tried to make monsters?
Make us monsters. They can, like, design
right.
who we
I'm
are.
Being crazy. Let me restate what I think. So right. is the question, do I think Facebook could transform its users into monsters?
In a sense?
Yes, Sailor Moon, and let's get right on it. If we destroy all the crystals, they won't be able to do it. Okay. What are you saying? No, I don't think anyone has ever written in a memo anywhere. Let's see if we can turn them into monsters.
All right, let me just move on from that. My whole life has been one long attempt to understand socializing. You know, from day one, I was just sent out into the wilderness and to just find my way, you know? And then these websites, you know, starting, you know, when I was like 12 or 13.
So you're in the wilderness, you find all these websites.
Really needed a segue there. So I find these websites.
Amongst the owls and trees.
You know, I recently saw a YouTube essay about how to do better editing, and you're right on the money. Okay, so something happens. I find these websites. Is that better? And then all of a sudden, we have to prove that we're friends on MySpace. We have to prove that we are friends on Facebook, which is hard enough. You know, it's hard enough to do in real life. It's easier to prove your friends on Facebook, you know. Yeah, because you get to leave this permanent little stamp like, hey, I'm here. I like you, buddy, when you click like.
Yeah.
With friendship, I mean, try doing that with friendship. Leaving a permanent physical reminder of your friendship, that's hard to do. You have
Dude,
to, like,
try doing one for like an hour when you go to the bathroom. There's not a lot of people in this world who will like not just shit on you if you're gone for a few minutes.
Not just shit on you? Oh, well.
I mean, they'll just do that. I mean, I think you're right on the money. Mm. Like, yeah, it's hard to get someone to remember you were being nice to them 20 minutes ago.
And that's why we have to create physical reminders in real-life relationships. We need to have everyone give everyone else origami or something nice, you know, like a little meditation garden, rocks, something.
Can I ask you questions about that?
Sure. I'm saying Facebook's right.
I find
the world is wrong.
Yeah. I like that. I like that sentiment. I like the sentiment of there should be some reminders that, hey, I'm trying to keep your best interests at heart here. But I got to say, like, the people with, like, BFF bracelets and friendship things like that, those people never stay friends.
I don't know. I mean, have you done studies?
No, you're right. I have not collected studies. If it was on Facebook, I would have stats, I guess.
Well, you know what? Since, you know, you just throw some stats out there. If you say it convincingly, I'm pretty sure I believe you.
I said it convincingly, yeah. Just
14, but yeah, that's a good question. 14, you know, 14%. Thinking back, a lot of those people who had friendship bracelets are not really friends.
Yeah.
I think you're on the money there, baby.
So what are you worried about? How do you think I'm going to tie it, as a producer? I'm going to help you tie this back together.
Please.
What is your concern? What do you think has changed about you in Facebook in navigating the social world? Like, what's your worry there?
I'm skeptical of the whole digital friendship process. It's always felt like I'm being gamed by the boardrooms at the websites. That's what I was trying to get back to. I feel like they are fucking with me. When they shoehorn things like Craigslist, which brings its own kind of culture into a social media app. When you bring in things like a
commerce, you're talking about? The culture of commerce. I know, a dangerous one. Again, are you, sir, anyone you know, a communist?
I'm a Craigslist. I'm not a communist.
Have you or anyone you know ever used Craigslist, sir? Mind you, we have testimony from 50 other people. Sir? Sir, this counts. You'll take this seriously, sir.
I am not a Craigslist.
You did a lot of references there. You're sort of throwing off what's going on. You're dodging the subject. You're talking about Richard Nixon, sir. Do you know anyone that's used Craigslist? Are you the man on the G train who saw my sexy legs? I need to know today.
You don't think Craigslist brings a certain culture with it?
I think you and your kind up in Hollywood have been making decisions for this country, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Sir, are you the man trying to sell a parrot? Is that you? Are you trying to get rid of your parrot? Are you giving away a canoe for free? Sir?
All right. So let's focus less on Craigslist and more on this video player, because this Craigslist thing's going nowhere.
Don't make fun of the Craigslist McCarthy hearings.
I don't agree with them. I never said I was on their side. I'm just acknowledging their existence. Can't I even do that?
Anyway. And yes, if we were smarter listeners, someone would have made a blacklist Craigslist joke, but we're stupid and we missed it. What's your problem with watching videos?
Okay.
As a filmmaker, I'm very against videos.
Okay. So
moving images are, of course, the devil.
Many times I will look at videos that queue up for me and I will see the
many times in 2 weeks this feature's been available.
Well, no. The videos predate videos on Facebook have been going back for like a couple of years now, but they recently put this new section together. You know how they have sections? Yeah, like your notifications, your settings, blah blah blah. So they have like this video player now. You go in there and it just starts playing videos for you. But what I'm trying to say is that over the years I've watched how popular how well certain kinds of videos do. You know, you look at the ticker, mm-hmm. Holy shit, you know, Hillary dancing in such and such way, 2 million views.
Yeah, Meryl Streep with a title like that, you know, who could not watch it? She was dancing such and such way. I don't want to click because, like, I don't want to be.
That's right. Well, that's why I only got two as opposed to 7 million, which is what Meryl Streep.
You're saying a lot of people are watching Meryl Streep? Deepu, I don't want you to say something on this show that you'll regret. Are you saying that the world's most famous and most decorated actress got up and did a speech at one of the most popular and televised award shows and people are watching that? You're saying that a symbol of beauty, grace, talent, and intelligence got up and said stuff in a pretty dress?
I want to sign that. I want to sign on that, but I'm too scared to.
I don't think it's true. I just don't want to get sued for libel. I don't know who would watch the world's most famous actress ever talk on television. That doesn't seem – are you sure you're talking about television, the thing that we, like, broadcast throughout the air? Like,
I think so. I haven't had cable in a while.
At risk of interfering with military communications, we still broadcast television. That thing? Are you sure you're not talking about a post-it note with a drawing of a pig on it?
I'm not sure. I can only see the color
red.
Because
I think that would be a lot more popular. I can only see what before. So we can pay for the lawsuit. Let's go to Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit.
Like a deep blue shower,
so, it's playoff times. It's almost Super Bowl time. Maybe we'll have to do something because Fire Fan's been so nice. Maybe we'll do like a thing on Super Bowl. I'm not promising anything, but the Super Bowl is coming up, and this is the time to get You know what? The season is ending, but the end of next year, you don't want to find out about something like Fire Fan mid-season. You know what I mean?
No, you do not. You want to be playing Fire Fan the entire season.
So get on it with the Super Bowl. You're going to be wrong anyway. You know, lots of people that don't know anything about football can help you use it.
You're going to be right at least half the time because the AFC is so lopsided. All the calls are easy to make. Of course the Steelers beat the Dolphins.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Like, why do we still have those regional leagues in sports things? Like, they have to move, like hundreds of people every day. There's no way it's actually easier to go from, like, I think there's, like, okay, this is like a sports theory, and this is again, this can be garbage because
Fire Fan.
It's something that I don't know if any, like, even like people who are sports fans know. I think only this administrative thing. There's no way it's easier. There's no way it's not just as hard, I should say, to get a team from New York City to like Massachusetts than it is to get a team from New York City to Denver.
Listen, it's a lot of tradition. Don't worry about it too much. I mean,
that's all I'm saying. Why even have it? Who
Listen,
cares?
It's weird. The NFC East has three teams on the East Coast and Dallas. So, whatever. It's a lot of tradition. But Fire Fan is a great app. You get to do bar time trivia right before the game. You lock it in so there's official record of you being right all the fucking time because the fucking Steelers are the best team in the AFC, baby. We're going to the Super Bowl. All
right, I got since we're talking about football, why is the Steelers symbol what it is?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. I don't know either, but it's one of the weirdest ones.
The colors are good, though. They have good colors.
It's awesome design. Like, it's cool. I'm not gonna say against that, but it's...
It's blue collar.
Go on and tell me how the design is blue collar.
Well, it says the word Steeler. It's literally the job of a blue collar person.
Right, as opposed to... You know, the nerdy Giants, right? That's sort of like, that's like a Lord of the Rings thing. What else? Patriots. Yeah. Like, everyone can afford. Do you know how much a 17th century musket costs?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, so those guys are rolling in it. What are the Jaguars?
Either Jaguars are people, so you don't even have to get a costume.
Well, but that's what I'm saying is you got to either fly to South America or own a Jaguar. Both rich people stuff.
Dude, can we just focus on how great Fire Fan is?
Yes.
I love the app. I love how
intuitive all of it is. I'm focusing on it, but I also want to say for fans of Fire, this is important. No, I'm definitely going to talk about the app. I'm definitely going to talk about Fire Fan for
good.
A second.
Good.
What, and this is important, and this is about the app. So just please let me say it.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
Deepu, please don't interrupt. This is very important for me to get this information out about the app. What class do ravens belong to? Are the ravens a symbol of the lower class? The upper class? Where do ravens fall? I don't think I've ever seen a raven. Let's start with that. I don't think they're a zoo animal.
Yeah. Have you seen a buccaneer by any chance?
I've never seen a pirate either. That's a good point.
Yeah. Well,
I have seen the swords they use, though.
There's a lot of upper crust teams. There's a lot of upper crust teams.
Well, but I understand that. We already said 17th century muskets and rifles cost a lot. Mm. Like, yeah, obviously, if you're a patriot, you have a lot of money. If you can afford to see dolphins, you're rolling in it.
Yes.
But what I'm saying, and obviously the Packers, the Steelers, these teams that are about the hard working class.
Seahawks,
yeah,
blue class.
No, this is what I'm saying. Is Seahawks and Ravens what?
Well, let's
focus on Raven.
You know who only sees
who
Ravens?
Who sees Ravens?
People that practice witchcraft. In the
cemetery. Yeah, and are witches I don't know. They're pretty persecuted.
They're persecuted in culture.
But I also feel like you get persecuted. Let's say you're actually a witch and not just like a woman. Like, if you're actually a witch, like, you definitely are getting a lot of like accoutrement to do that. It's not like a. Or do they use nature? I don't know.
Is witchcraft expensive, is what you're asking?
I guess my main question, and this is very relevant to the Fire Fan app, so please, if you're going to use promo code Haley to get free coins on the Fire Fan app, and if you're going to download the app to do trivia with people, just listen to what the question we've boiled down here is. Are the Ravens a blue-collar team because witchcraft is cheap? That's my main question, and if you can, that's all I'm trying to say about the app is, is witchcraft expensive? So I think you only either never see ravens or are being attacked by one actively.
Yeah, you might see them in a video game because they are the bad guys usually.
They are the bad guys.
All right, so let's thank you, Firefan, for sponsoring the show.
Make sure to download the app, promo code H-A-L-E-Y. Hey, do you like music? Of course you do. You're smart. And if you're a raven, you'll love this Noxed song. My reputation's being ruined in this Narxed song. Girls like Kai. Girls like KAI.com. And check out this song right now.
Like you wanna change me, I make butt checks and make dollar. She can make luck, none not get sucked in for the all holler. Say me be a toy, say you be a toddler. You wanna change me, I make butt checks and make dollar. She can make luck, none not get sucked in for the all holler. Girls like her. Me nice and obey, don't make a scene. If you freaky, we could take those off. It's not that I can't get freedom, it's more like I ain't been treated. More I raised them expectations. Boys fall short in the list, they meet them just once. Get love like Rome to a lifelong bum on my tongue. I wanna feel fucked like pulse of a dumping trunk. I'm not staying too long. Got lines all down the block, and I'm feeding off the freedom, seeing freaky people rock. Too much yellow, not so gold. Too young fellow, he can't hold. Heart like Rose, I won't come. Banging on doors to make you run. Just get serious with real life. Don't be sneering, it's real high life. Get me paid, get me raised. If you deserve it, I give you the life.
Nah, out of focus, can't hold me down, which is hocus pocus. So see for success, go like a Benz. Them are all tour boss, them want see me. Them can be me, anything we have for me. Wish you could have give me, I just for that. No for them naga, I'm a bam, no my young, but I choke me a chat. Me can do the walk, I'ma do the talk. Them chat, no, but that make me mad. Me will get rude like shit after dark. Them are all cash, I'ma tell them for park. Oh, network goes so single, I post some hoes that I want to big turkey. Mighty stars, oh, mighty deal with sea, will call me Miss Nippy.
You wanna change me, I make butt tracks and make dollar. She can make look, no not get sucked in for the all holler. Some of that toy, I see that toddler. You wanna change me, I make butt tracks and make dollar. She can make look, no not get sucked in for the all holler. Some of that toy.
Okay, back to the show.
Man, I just want to thank all the listeners who I now call the Observer Ravens. To you know, they reach out to me, they email me, they send me all these nice letters. Not you,
no,
just me. Yeah. I have some letters here. Let me just open one up.
Oh, I might start instituting one. Can that be our new rule? If you start flipping a book, it's made up. It's a bit.
Oh fuck.
They really sent them to you? And then what, were they filed by the IRS, asshole? What do you mean they're in a book?
You know, I was faking it. Let's just move on. So,
you were talking before the break about stuff. So go on.
My whole life has been... Oh, I already read that part.
Yeah.
it is so much easier to prove your friends. I already read that part.
Yeah. As a producer, I could remind you what you were talking about, but this is going to make me look smart next week.
No. I'm right back where I need to be, baby. All right, so I think...
Okay, videos. You were talking about...
I'm done with videos.
It's painful. It's painful.
What?
Why are certain things popular? That's what you're upset about.
Okay, I just think
you want to move on?
Yeah, let me just summarize the video thing really quick.
Okay.
I think Facebook has a really clear measure of what people want to watch on a very primal level, and they cater to that primal urge, and it's making us uncivilized, potentially. Moving
Can
on.
Can I throw this out to you? I don't want you to move on for a second.
Okay.
I'm going to tout this again. You know, this is a common thing people talk about with screenwriting. I mean, long before Facebook, this is stuff that Aristotle said. Go primal. You literally, without even knowing it, it's talked about like something that screenwriting and story writing books talk about. Go primal. I mean, that is not a bad thing. That's not a hidden objective of writers and filmmakers.
So you're saying
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying you hit on a key word that anyone that's talking about video is going to tell you, like, yeah, that's a thing people will put in their videos purposefully.
Well, it's I'm really worried about what some of these videos can do. I mean, we don't want to talk about, you know, specific examples because we want to not stay topical. But
keep it to violent video games causing violence. That's mostly. Let's just keep it there. So what were you going to say about that?
Well, there has been a proven connection. I've actually...
There has not been a proven connection.
Yes,
There's never been a study.
That leads to not acts of violence, but measured increases in aggression.
Towards what? Like...
In children.
Towards Pikmin? I would say video games have made me a lot more violent towards Pikmin. I hate mushrooms.
I understand that there are many people that play video games and do not commit a single act of violence or even
right.
an act of aggression is increased.
Yeah.
But that is the case.
Show me the study. I've seen studies that say the opposite.
I have people in my life.
People in your life? My reputation is about to be ruined, but Deepu has people locked up in his basement. He's making play video games. What are you worried about the videos doing to people, Sailor Moon?
Shut up, you. All right, so this is...
Now, let me ask you this. If you watch these videos on Facebook, and after 7 days, if I don't show it to someone else, I die, right?
That's how it goes. It's like The Ring.
Yes, that was the whole joke I made. Thank you. You want to do it again? It's like I have these brothers who are all turtles, and we're ninjas.
In theaters this Sunday.
Deepu's in the... Here's the movie. I'm lost. Where am I?
Deep in the woods.
Oh, I wish someone would help me. Hoot hoot, I'm the video owl. And Deepu must defeat the Crimson Lord of Facebook. Bah, 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 bah. What are you talking? You painted this weird mind control anime where you found videos in the woods and were trying to control people's minds.
Have you ever noticed how you specifically can really tell me this because you've been killing it on Facebook.
Thank you.
At surface level.
Well.
All right. That's
what I keep my beautiful face, so I'm fine.
All right. So do you ever just like go back to a notification that was about how many people liked a certain post of yours and just kind of look at that list and see, oh, yeah, she liked it, even though you already knew that?
Are you saying a woman because you're talking about me being attracted to
someone? No, it's not a sexual thing. I was just saying she as an example. Do you ever look through who liked it something after the fact, again, even though you know no one knew liked it, just to see who liked it again?
Well, the second part of the thing you're talking about where no one likes it, I've never experienced that. But
you have a post where there's like 100 likes, right? You already know that. You already saw the notification for that, right? Mm-hmm. But then I'm asking, have you gone back and looked at that figure in detail again?
Yes. I look at every single like I get on every single thing.
Multiple
times. I am not doing this willy-nilly. I go through that list many, many times and figure out why they liked it, figure out who they are. Yes, I am not doing this willy-nilly. I don't do things on a gut level. I'm looking at, yes, the numbers, but I'm also looking at the types of people, the types of connections. I'm doing this deceptive work you're talking about. I'm seeing who's friends of my friends that are liking these things. Why did this person know about it?
All right, well, so you're like taking it to a high level of analyzation. You're taking
If I'm being honest, I'm taking it to the minimum level of analyzation I think people should be doing on the internet.
Okay, well, what they should be doing versus what they are doing are two different things, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I think, because I often find that what I do tends to be the average, because I'm not, that sounds like a crazy thought, but in this case, I do think I'm on the money. I think a lot of people go and look back through who liked a certain post, and they get a little endorphin release in their brain, and they feel good, even though nothing has changed since they last saw, like, nobody more people liked it since the last time they saw that.
Can we pivot for 2 minutes? I want to ask you a question based on that.
Pivot. Go.
And I just want your answer. Do you think you're a bit too... I mean, you're talking about going back and looking at posts.
Well, not going back too far. Maybe like, you know, yesterday.
No, it's fine. Do you think you're a bit... Do you think you've taken for granted the fact that you use Facebook so much? Do you think you're a little too casual about your use of it?
Am I too casual? No, I think I'm exactly how casual as casual as I want to be. What was the first question?
I'm going to say it a different way.
Okay.
Do you realize how
much I use Facebook?
Do you realize when you log on?
Oh,
like,
yes.
I choose, it's work, so I choose a time of day to do it.
It's not work for me. It's like I use it the way other people use it. I just turn it on, and it's purely a pleasure experience.
Right. This is what I'm saying. I think I don't want to say something rude, but do you think you're even aware of what you're doing when you log on? Like, when I log on to Facebook, I'm looking for, like, I know what I'm looking for. Or even Instagram, which I log on to more, I know, like, do you even know why you log on Facebook all the time?
I do it to check in with people.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you were to ask me, like, Michael, if you're going to check Facebook later, what are you checking in on? I wouldn't say it on air, but I would tell you specific accounts that I'm looking to see if they friended me, specific people to see if they left a comment on something, specific posts to see if they got liked at what time.
Interesting. I just hit the newsfeed button, and then, you know, it'll just start queuing up some stuff.
So you don't even you just want to see what happens?
Yeah, I mean, if something's like really taken off, like, you know, you will get pushed a post or two about it, and I find that it's pretty on the money.
Will you for me next week? You know, despite wanting, I know you want some time to take down my reputation. I'm going to give you that, but we're going to take a mini break here, not for the episode, not for like commercials. Just you won't even hear it. Yeah. But will you, for me, promise that you'll think about that question for next week, which is, do you know why you're logging on Facebook?
I will think about that. Sorry about the jump scare, though. That's fucked up.
What happened?
The are we recording thing.
Yeah, no, I was about to punch you in the face. All right, just start talking. I'll press recording. We're both recording. No, why won't you fucking load, you goddamn piece of cocking shit? There we go. Yeah, we're gonna go live. This is what I mean. Like, this is why it takes a long time to, like, most of that time that we were apart was me getting this going again. Okay.
Great.
So go ahead.
Let me just find my place in my notes. 1 second.
Take down my reputation. That's all you got time for.
Okay.
Take down my reputation, and then we're gonna get to Letters to the Predators.
Okay. All right. So I want to get into my problem with you, buddy.
Please. I told you have limited time. Do not stretch out one syllable words to 6 seconds long.
Couple of quick questions. Where were you the night of May the 8th, Pacific Standard Time, 2014?
Do you mean 2015? Are you trying to accuse me of having a Facebook longer than I said I've had on the show?
Let's go with 2015. Yeah, 2015. And not the second thing. Just change it to 2015. Yeah.
So 2015 and not about me starting a Facebook before I said I did on the show?
Right.
Okay, I don't know where I was in May 2015.
That's fine. Where were you the Ides of the March of 187 o'clock Universal Space Time?
Well, there, that does ring a bell.
And on the morn of Martian equivalent of June 26th, just this past year?
I don't recognize Mars as a sovereign nation.
That's all right. I have all the information I have right here. On the first day I talked about, I surmise you were on Facebook, not as yourself, but as Persephone Jones, your alleged friend on Facebook.
Okay, wait, I want to say this. No, I've never. I thought you were going to make a legitimate argument, which is that I have had my Facebook. If you look at it, we talk about me being only on here 6 weeks. Mm. It counts using an email again, and I've used this email to register on Facebook. I think to use Indiegogo, you're required to have a Facebook.
Those motherfuckers.
So, but I have not actually. It was just registered here. I have never really used it until then. I thought you were going to make a real thing. Do you have permission to say this person's name, or did you just decide to say that? Because that's not me.
I do have permission. I do have permission.
Okay, so again, yeah, why would I, as a producer, say, do you have permission? Is it a real person? Or is this a joke? You have to tell me, producer-wise. I need
okay,
to know.
Producer-wise, if we got to fucking produce it, I made up the name.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure is legal.
It is legal to make up names, yes.
I
we'll have to go to our lawyers on
wasn't.
That. Was I'm that how you were going to take down my reputation? Cool.
Yeah, well,
let's go to you want to go to the last segment of the show?
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a bit. So what do you want me to say? No, yeah, I'm not Persephone Jones, obviously. I'm glad we got this.
I think you are every person that likes your stuff. And
yeah.
I want
Let me
you...
just say, I will take the accusation fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with faking likes. Just so we're clear here. Even if I had faked all the likes, which I think I can attest to that I didn't, I see no immorality with it.
I have it printed out here, many pages. I'm not going to flip them, but, there's many pages.
Go ahead and flip them.
Nope.
I'm going to go through mine, too. Could you
I'm already
yours?
At the page I need
can
to
I,
get to.
Well, I need to find – maybe it's a different one. Hold on, let me see if it's my page, too. What page number do you have?
187.
Hold on, 187?
That's right. Third paragraph.
With an 8?
Yeah.
Third paragraph, huh? 86.
You know how there's a picture of Che Guevara.
Hold on, 80? The pages are stuck together.
Are they stuck together, or are they sealed?
I need silence. Okay, I have
you
it.
To,
I'm
you
on
need
the page.
You need to use some lemon juice. Oh, you're there? Okay.
I did use lemon juice, but I yelled. I'm sorry. You were right. I'm sorry.
All right, 187. It clearly shows
87 or 86?
I said 87.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Let's hear the page.
Yeah, hold on. Let me make... Yeah, it's 87.
All right, so on that date...
It's my favorite bit on the show. Why would anyone have that many papers? Could you imagine even like Orson Welles, a script of War of the Worlds is not 187 pages long?
Sports writers aspire to have as many papers around as we do. That's the level of commitment.
Tomes.
I want to
tomes. It paints us as having like tomes.
We're the most heavily resourced podcast of all time.
Bring me the Book of Kells. I need to do my podcast. All right, what's your thing? Who am I? I'm not any of those people.
No, no. Well,
Nor would I ever admit
I have
to catfishing.
A dialogue
so.
Here. I have a transcript here of two people broadcasting
the
from the
trials.
Same IP address. And let's
no,
say
you don't.
You were having a Facebook argument with yourself about Milk Duds. Shame. Shame.
Okay, what did I say? And then what did I say? What's my side of the story, and what's my side of the story?
Something about a crispy exterior does not belong in chocolate.
Crispy interior, surely, is what I would say.
And the other person...
Wait, no, Milk Duds or Maltesers? What was the...
Milk Duds. This is the chocolate-covered
with the
caramel ball.
It's not a crispy exterior. I don't think anyone would say it's crispy.
No, they're not saying it's crispy, but
it's
the
like
first
a
person is...
outside.
Well, it's a little crisp. It's a little solid.
I would not compare to other things called crispy and chocolates, wafers, talking rice cookies.
We're not talking wafers, dog.
Well, then I would not, in comparison to wafers, which are in chocolate all the time, I would not call that chocolate. It's Milk Duds are clearly
Buddy,
a gooey
this isn't
experience.
About how you feel about Milk Duds. This is about what this personality you created feels about Facebook. You fucking sociopath.
I would say this, if you had caught me in catfishing, which A, even if I did it, you'd never catch me, and then B, I would never tell you that I did it, and C, I don't think it's immoral, and D, go ahead and try and catch me. Even I don't do it, all those people are real people, But also, that's exactly what I would say if I was doing it.
No, I'm aware. And I don't expect to get you in a corner in any way. And so could I. I could be accused.
If you catch me, if you put up real evidence, sure. But I am not. I'm really good at this. You would, even if I was doing it, which I'm not, you would never catch me.
Right. And this goes to show that, like, you can accuse anyone of being a catfisher or something. So
sure.
That's an interesting point, too. But, in your case, I do think that you should give a full apology to everyone you potentially catfished by doing so.
I am sorry for my espionage. It never happened.
All right.
You want to go to our last segment?
Let's do it.
This is Letters to the Predators. Nope, try again. Try again. Because everyone just heard your channel going silent as you said copyrighted material. You're just supposed to
brass knuckles are my favorite garnish.
Okay. This post comes to us from Lindsay Bauer. I'm going to go with gin, even though it could be gin.
Wow.
But Lindsay, you know who you are, and if you don't, please see a doctor. When asked what she didn't like about Facebook for us, this is Letters to the Predators, a segment where we, each week, Deepu will get a take on this, what his definitive take on this Facebook behavior etiquette is, and the next week I will give my opposite opinion. Lindsay Bauer, Gin. Lindsay Bauer, what do you think? Do you think gin? I didn't ask.
Well, since it's Lindsay, I wouldn't call it gin because that's very Japanese.
I'm going to go with gin. Because it's not with it. Oh, goodness. Great. We're really sounding open-minded. Lindsay asks, when asked what you don't like, Lindsay says, mostly Facebook warriors, people who sit behind a screen and post everything they can find out about whatever social injustice, parentheses, more than likely never experience themselves, end parentheses, but never actively do anything about it. They're basically just doing it for attention. Quote, I believe it's a fictional quote. Look at me. I care about this thing. I'm such a good person because, look, I care. Yes. Deepu, what are your thoughts on Lindsay's post?
The insinuation is that, by the poster in this case, and I'm totally with her, it's infuriating to see that post, and then the immediate thought oftentimes is, well, people must think that I don't care, and that either bums you out or makes you write a post. And it becomes,
right, and you would never do anything like that, would you?
Be bummed out or write a post?
Both.
I do both.
You do both.
Well, I usually don't write the post.
You do. You did it this week. I yelled at you.
About what?
We're not going to say the name because I refuse to give that place any more promotion from this clearly. Yeah. The clearly viral campaign that was out of line and totally immoral. And you did participate in people getting people to review a certain place, which we're not going to say. Uh-huh. And I thought it was totally immoral viral marketing, and you totally
I didn't know it was a viral campaign. I just saw a lot of people were doing it, so I
but
did it.
But you participated without thinking at all. You did this.
Yeah, but what's there to think about?
Why do it?
Why do
why
it?
Why write a good review for a place?
I like the place.
You're doing it for exactly Lindsay's reason, though. Or exactly, not even Lindsay's reason, the reason you just said. Where you're like,
wanting to be a part of it.
People are going to think I don't care.
Right. And that was a fear of mine, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, and but I have more stake in that place, and I didn't write anything.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to accuse you of not caring. But
right, I have a better argument.
right. But did you feel sad at all? Like, everyone else is part of this thing. And
well, it's not my week, but no, I put a lot of people to the grind, and I made them answer questions as to why they were posting this thing.
You made them
answer
questions?
And where they got these information. Yeah, I said, do you have any information that has made you start posting these things? Do you have any reasons for it? My internet, Deepu, is on Mike Fallick's internet. People don't get away with saying made up shit.
Well, then you shouldn't be on Facebook, buddy, because people make up all
I'm
sorts
the
of things.
I'm the sheriff. That's what you're saying. You're saying it's the Wild West. Go back home. Forget about it, Jake. It's Chinatown. Well, guess what? Chinatown 2, the Chinaning. Mike's in town.
Okay. Well, without getting into too much detail.
But go on about.
Like, what did a lot of reviews seem not factual to you?
Yes, and the motivations for them were made up.
Motivations were totally made up, but, I mean, You're going to find that when you get older, man, you're going to find that a lot of people.
What happens when I grow up? I want to be a fireman.
You're going to find that people, you know, a lot of good can happen in the world, but it'll be sprung from ill intentions.
I don't think they were thinking of doing good. I think you need to answer more of Lindsay's question here. What do you think of people that post? What do you think of the accusation that people post just to get attention?
The people that do that, and when it's clear, sicken me, and there's nothing you can do about it, and it's the worst feeling in the world.
Do you ever try and get evidence from them?
Get?
I mean, like I did. I thought people were posting for fake reasons. I shook them down. They were made to answer for what they did. Do you ever do that? Do you ever put yourself on the line?
I'm just picturing you in a dark alleyway with just like pointing a gun at somebody. Like, why'd you post a picture of that dog? Why'd you do it?
Pointing a cell phone at them. Never a gun.
Through the jacket. You got to scare them.
No. I'll scare them. I don't need to scare people. It's the truth.
That cell phones are not lethal?
Well, I guess you could, like, throw some. No, I don't think you could throw a cell phone hard enough to kill someone.
yeah, I don't think you can.
Otherwise, they would put those on the commercials. They'd be like, it's waterproof and you can lop off someone's head. No, I'm asking you. Do you ever put? I'm not trying to make this my week, but do you ever put yourself on the line? If it sickens you, you said you were sickened. Do you ever call people out on it?
I have, and you know it. You've seen it.
In what? I guess you don't have to give specifics.
The Vinnie Brand situation.
Incident. Sure.
That was a nice call out.
So what do you think? What do you think about this idea of this of people? I guess you are with her. You're with Lindsay.
Absolutely.
But there's no way to
and
verify.
Vengeance is justified.
I think you need to address before we end the segment, Lindsay's sort of what I think a lot of people do, which is that they sort of make this judgment that this person is making it up. I think you need to comment on that. The idea that you're doing this armchair detective work without doing anything. You're not asking questions. You're just deciding.
The accusation is a strong one to just immediately assume that the poster has no connection to the tragedy at hand, but you have to just go with your instinct. You have to know that no,
why?
Because it's too crazy to believe that the person actually gives a fuck that much about certain incidents. It's crazy to think that. It's crazy to think that someone is actually crying when they post the crying face, that they're actually crying about. I don't want to say any certain cases because I'd be insensitive.
Sure.
But there are varying degrees of tragedy.
I will say this is something you'll like because it's not going to be relevant to my response this next week. Mm-hmm. A close friend of mine told me that they cried during some sort of really an issue they didn't care about, but they sort of Facebooky popular, and they said they cried at work. And I have been introducing this person to everyone I know saying, hi, this is so-and-so. He cried at work once.
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they know they're full of shit. So
but how can someone who cried later know that they were totally full of shit about it? How can an adult cry about something?
Because that's a word we make up so that kids get better a little bit. Adults and children are no different. Everyone fakes crying. All kids fake orgasms. They all fake crying. I don't know what the point. I don't know what I'm trying to say here is people fake emotions. They want attention. I think a lot of people. I'm not saying that that's what everyone on Facebook is doing. So I don't think it's germane to my answer next week.
But anyway,
people fake emotions. They want attention. People do it all the time.
So if people are known to fake emotions, then we
people are capable. I didn't say known.
People are capable of, and you just—it's like when you see a homeless guy on the train, right? Mm-hmm. When he's asking
Let's see how this man, because I don't understand the struggles. Let me say. Because I thought before you're about to say this, I'm like, I don't understand the struggles of homeless people at all. But now that you're putting it in the context of how it relates to faking things on Facebook, I'm sure I'm going to understand their plot. I will have some sort of Siddharthian realization where I see all the pain of the world and I become enlightened. So I'm excited for this. So
when you
posting
see a homeless
fake
guy.
Stuff, I want to posting fake posts on Facebook is like seeing a homeless guy because.
No, it's like being the homeless guy.
Even better. This is going to help me understand them a lot better. Posting fake things on Facebook is a lot like being homeless because...
Because, all right, so people don't know if you're faking it or not.
This is a great place to end. Not just this episode.
but the whole thing.
But just everything. Just now, I'm not talking about killing people. I just mean like just existence. I think time. We need a break from time and space and gravity.
Let's do a national shutdown for a couple of days, huh? What do you say?
Gravity's going on strike.
Go to hell, Mike.
No, let me tell you what you can do. You can shove linoleum up your ass until you puke up an IKEA kitchen. You hear me, you goddamn son of a bitch?
I really got to write one of these one day.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like after 10 weeks you would.
Yeah, no, but I'm always caught off guard.
Well, you're pretty busy going through the tomes of Confucius.
Books, baby.
It's a lot of books. It's hard to get to the actual writing. All right, go to hell.
Go to hell.
Download FireFan, the app that doesn't use fires or fans. Well, I guess there's fans in your computer, and fire makes electricity technically because of coal, but it has nothing to do with that. It's because you're on fire as a fan. Your fanship, your fandom, definitely, right? Your fandom will be on fire. Deepu, is there some sort of coupon code they can use so that they get free coins on the FireFan app?
Haley is a dog.
Nope. Try again.
Haley.
H-A-L-E-Y is the coupon code. Haley is a dog is our league. Come join, play with us. We are going to talk about this. We're going to be, I go nuts on the Super Bowl. I'm a big fan of greasy food.
Me too,
so
baby.
That'll be it.
You want to hang out for the Super Bowl?
I think we should and do like do a little bit of corporate sponsorship. I don't want people to think we're getting friendly.
Oh, but, man, we should be doing this for the playoffs too.
Well.
Oh, right. You're only excited about the Super Bowl. But let's do that for the Super Bowl.
Ships in the night.
I'm going to make some food that they make on Facebook. It's going to be the best.
Oh, yeah. You're super into cooking stuff. Maybe we'll do a cooking video. Okay. Bye, everyone. HaleyIsADog.com. Haley is a dog of the league. H-A-L-E-Y at the FireFan app. We hate you.